Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Okay, so today on Trench Tips, we are going to be delving in to a big one, and it's probably one of my favorite things in sales and something that I practice on a daily basis. And it's something that when you start, you might not be that good at it, but once you nail it, it will really change your world when it comes to prospecting. And it is something called the pattern interrupt. You ready for it, Zach?
Oh, I'm ready.
So the pattern interrupt is when you get into it, and when you're prospecting and you're cold calling someone, it's about, like they say, it's interrupting that normal pattern. So it's like saying what you want and what you're going to do, but just outside of the norm. But there's so much psychology that goes with it. And when I first started working, me and Zach were having big conversations, and I understood what it was. I guess the big question was, I sometimes didn't understand why it works so well. And I know that you've done lots of studying about this, and you've kind of got a real good grasp of the psychology on that, Zach.
Yeah, so I am really geeky about the psychology, like particularly in sales. The bit I always liked the most about it and learning about was around the psychology. So it's not just good enough for me to know this works. I like to know why it works and all kind of the nuts and bolts behind it. So the pattern interrupt, effectively, if you think of your brain split up into different compartments, you've got the intellectual human being that's having this conversation now, but then there's all this old primitive function in your brain. So if someone was to approach you in the street, a total stranger, and take you completely off guard, a primitive part of your brain kicks in and quickly has to decide whether to have a response based on fear, whether to fight you, whether to find you boring. It quickly assesses whether this is an engagement that's worth taking place, but it's typically designed to kind of keep you safe and alive.
Okay.
So often what happens is when we cold call someone, we think I'm getting the Jack that's speaking to me now. So the intellectual human being, but I'm not. I'm effectively getting the caveman version of Jack that picked up the phone first and has to assess, is this worth me putting through to the human being? So it's almost like there's an inner gatekeeper.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You stumbled upon it then. It was like, so you get through the gatekeeper. It's like levels of like Sonic. There's all these different bosses that you've got to get through the inner gatekeeper. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so if you think of, you know, a lot of, you know, we don't like the hi, how are you? It's Zach calling from X company. Because human beings don't like that, because it feels like it's going to be a sales call. It feels like it's going to be boring. And it feels like it's like, oh, it's a waste of my time. Someone's bothered me. Someone's interrupted me. It's all that emotional response that's locked away in that primitive part of your brain, right?
Okay.
So when that happens, you quickly think, I don't want to have this conversation. And you hang it up, right? You leave it there.
You
switch off. But the pattern interrupt is hitting them with something that's totally different, that has to bypass that primitive brain and almost ask for guidance from the human being, right?
Okay.
So if I was to ring you up and say, Jack, I'll be totally honest with you, this is a sales call. Did you want to hang up or give me 30 seconds? Honesty, humor, these are all things that are taken care of by the human side of the brain. So the primitive part of the brain has to go and talk to the human part of the brain, thus unlocking the door and getting past that kind of inner gatekeeper. Does that kind of make sense? That's the way it adds up in psychology terms.
And something I've always wondered about is like, do you feel like people let you through more because they're kind of stumbling and they're a bit like taken aback, and instead of logically thinking, yeah, actually I want to take this, it's just more of the, I don't know what's happened here. So it's, do you know what I mean? It's a bit of intrigue and mystery around it. So they say, well, go on, just to buy time, or what's the process there?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Obviously, Benjamin Dennehy, the 30 seconds one there, he's always talking about how the brain likes kind of mini contracts. So you've been honest, you've been upfront. So that's kind of disarmed that part of the brain. But then you've put a little mini contract in place that's, look, if you can give me 30 seconds, I won't waste your time past that point. So it feels like there's enough kind of an upfront, honest, maybe humorous approach that allows someone to think, go on then, you can have 30 seconds. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. So I get one a lot that when I say, look, you can hang up, you can slam the phone, or do you want to give me 30 seconds? And a natural instinct is just to say, what's it about? Well, what is it about? Do you know what I mean? That fear that comes out of you, like you were describing, that adrenaline rush, like, well, tell me what it's about. And calmly, I say, look, you can give me 30 seconds. And if you hate me by the end of it, I'll hang up and you never have to talk to me again. Does that sound fair? And I love the, you told me about that. Does that sound fair? Well, yeah, it does sound fair. Look, all this guy wants is 30 seconds. Just take it. And then that's all you need to establish if there's a problem or a pain. And we'll get into that as the weeks go on, but that's all you need. It's just that pattern interrupt is kind of getting your foot in the door. And I love what you said. It's about unlocking the inner gatekeeper.
Yeah, exactly. And there's certain words that our brains like to hear as well. So fair is a good example. Fair, in Chris Voss's book, he's got a book called Never Split the Difference. He's a hostage negotiator. It's a really good book if people haven't read it. But he said the word fair, because we all as human beings want to be treated fairly. When you hear the word, is that fair? You relate to it.
Okay.
So you think I want to be seen as treating you fair. And in return, I want you to treat me fair. And that all exists on kind of a subconscious level. So there's certain words that help people. And obviously things like reaching for no's as well is a good one. We're obviously very no led. So do you want to hang up? There's that kind of feeling of like, well, no, I don't want to hang up. I want to be rebellious. Human beings are rebellious. You know, you don't tell me what to do. Go on. You can have 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, I like that. And I think sometimes I've seen some people struggle or fail with this. And I think, if you see it on paper, look, you're probably going to hate me. This is a sales call. Do you want to hang up or give me 30 seconds? I think some people, when they deliver it, it can be quite like an aggressive, like I'm being assertive. There's a difference between being assertive and being aggressive with it. And I think that if you're too hard with it and there's not that little glint of dry humor, which we're all human beings, it's like, look, I've got a job to do. This is a sales call. Do you want to? It's a Monday morning. It's a sales call. It's 9:01. Do you want to hang up or give me 30 seconds? Like, people buy into that because they're like, right, okay. All the boxes that you've took there about the mini contract and the buy-in and the pattern interrupt, and there's that little bit of humor. So I feel like the script, or not the script, but the words or the pattern interrupt enough is strong, but it's got to be delivered in the right way as well.
Yeah, I would agree that the tonality and the way you say it, you know, I've heard people do it totally wrong and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's a way of saying things. There's a pace of saying things. There's a tonality of saying things. And if you don't do it properly, it can feel a bit like a sledgehammer rather than a rubber mallet.
I like that. Right. Okay. So that's probably my favorite pattern interrupt. And that's the one when I'm prospecting for the business I'll use. And it's like, John, you're going to hate me. It's a sales call. Last thing on a Friday. Do you want to hang up? Do you want to slam the phone down on me? Or do you want to give me 30 seconds? Because I was saying to one of our mutual friends, it was like, you're going to hate me. And there's that little pause. And in their brain, they're probably thinking, what's he going to say? Has he been having an affair with my wife? Has he set fire to my house? And then you just say, well, actually, it's a sales call. And it's like, phew, the relief. That's it. That's why I'm going to hate you. Of course, I'm not going to hate you, because we're human beings. Why are we going to hate someone just because it's a sales call and taking that on you? So I think that's great. And that is a great pattern interrupt. One that you use, and I've started using it because for certain clients, that pattern interrupt doesn't work, is the struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. So the struggle is one where, to give a bit of a backstory, sometimes our clients, rather than say, we want to speak to marketing directors, they come with a set of like, here's my top 50 clients that I want to work with, right? So you've just got to get to those 50 people and book meetings with those 50 people. So the struggle works quite nicely, and it is really, really honest as well. So I've got through to someone who's, let's for example's sake, say CEO of Tesco or something like that, right? It's someone at the top of the tree, and they like to probably feel like they're at the top of the tree. So if I got through to someone like that, one that sometimes works if the 30 seconds one isn't working, is when I got through to them, I would say, look, Jack, I've been set a really impossible task. I don't even know if you're going to be able to help me. And I'd pause. And hopefully you'd say, well, go on, what is it? And again, it's that brace of like, what's he going to ask me for here? It's that feeling of like, is this going to be a lot worse than it really is?
Yeah.
And I say, well, you're on a wish list of companies that my company really want to work with, and I just really don't know how to start that process. And they say, well, okay, well, what do you do? I'll sum it up for you, but if you're not interested, then please let me know so I can just take you off the list and not bother you again. And then I go into the pitch that we would teach. But that works quite nicely as like, it's soft. It's asking for someone to be like reasonable with me as well. So again, I'm bypassing the primitive part. It's like, can you help me? Doesn't feel very primitive. It feels more human to help.
Does your brain, my brain actively tells me, and it doesn't just say pause, my brain actively, and I don't know if this is because of you, but it says Louis Theroux pause. That's what my brain will tell me in a conversation. My brain will say Louis Theroux pause, and I'll say something and I'll pause, but my brain will say do the Louis Theroux pause, and I'll pause for longer. And there's this uncomfortable, awkward silence, and I just wait it out, and then they'll start speaking because people just can't help themselves. People aren't used to that silence.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, if you take that Louis Theroux example there, if I've come to you with that and I don't know if you can help me, usually someone's going to say to you, well, I don't know if I can help you because I don't know what you do. And it's almost like permission to carry on.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you enough and I'm pausing so you fill in the gap yourself. I mean, that could be a total of the podcast about why silence works.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that because I think
we'll do that one. But have you found anything else in your travels that works quite nicely?
I feel like the upfront honesty is just like, look, this is, and just getting that laugh in straight away. It's like, look, I've got one chance to impress you. Do you want to give me 30 seconds? Do you know what I mean? I think Benjamin Dennehy spoke about it. It's like that. That was it. The blue whale. It was like your. What did he say? You're right.
He said something about Moby Dick or something. This is my one chance to sink a harpoon.
Yeah.
Will you allow me 30 seconds to give it my best shot? You know, and that works quite well. I think the example there was like you got through to sort of Coca-Cola or something like that. I'll have to let us know. But another one that works quite well in that same capacity, because the 30 seconds thing is great if you can remember to say, I've had my 30 seconds, can we keep talking?
Yeah.
So another one, if you're not that kind of person who circles back enough, is just saying to someone, Jack, I'll be totally upfront, this is a sales call. So if you hate salespeople, I'll understand if you want to hang up.
Yeah.
And they say, well, I do hate salespeople. Oh my God, why? What have they done to you? Well, they always bother me at work. I suppose I'm bothering at you at work. Do you want to hang up or?
Yeah, just keep pushing. Well, no, just tell me what you want.
I don't know if I want to hang up on you yet. Yeah, exactly. It's permission, isn't it? That's what you're after, permission.
It's that upfront thing. And I think we've spoke about it before with there's certain industries, and I know that we've worked with some of them. It's like recruitment or telecommunications. People are bombarded by recruiters or broadband and these things on a daily basis. So it's like, look, just being upfront. You probably get 500 phone calls like this a day. It's a telecommunications call. That probably makes you want to slam the phone against your forehead. Do you want to do that? Or do you want to see if I can maybe help you? Before we end it, if you were speaking to young up and coming SDRs or BDRs and people that are wanting to experiment and try new things, what kind of advice would you give to people that want to maybe go out there and dabble with things that might work for themselves? Because what works for us might not work for everyone. That's fair. Is that fair?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, I think that's fair. Good question. I'd say for me, obviously this won't work for everyone, but once I learned why it works, I felt a lot more comfortable delivering it.
Mm.
So you'll see a lot of things. You'll see Grant Cardone stood in front of a room full of people, ringing someone he probably already knows, closing a deal and making it look really easy. You know, and it's all scripted. It's all studio type stuff. Maybe Jordan Belfort does a bit of that as well. There's these kind of very, I don't know. They show you like, look how good I am. Look how big my ego is and how much money I've got. But they don't tell you why it works.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said for when you find out why something works and you feel comfortable with it, then deliver it and trust that it works. Because, and you know, the pattern interrupt is probably, if you put pattern interrupt versus, hi, how are you? It's Zach from X company. I guarantee that will beat it 9 times out of 10. So if I told you that it would beat it 9 times out of 10, is it not worth giving it a go?
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales And that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector. We've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.